The advocacy group Illinois People's Action lobbied the Bloomington City Council for a so-called Welcoming Cities Ordinance. That's among the headlines you heard on GLT this week. I'm Bailey Steelman. Charlotte Alvarez works with the Immigration Project and told the council such a measure would increase public safety. The proposal would prevent city police from working with immigration and customs enforcement workers in efforts to seek out undocumented immigrants.
We know individuals are much less likely to report crimes if there's any chance it will put them or their relatives in danger of deportation. We need to get rid of that fear. We need a clear, bright line rule separating our police from immigration officials.
The City Council has had a proposal before it for about 8 months. Opponents argue it is improper to refuse to cooperate with federal authorities. Mayor Terry Renner says he supports adoption. The council will return to discussing the ordinance next month. The mayor of Normal says the town won't react to the city of Bloomington's move to lower contributions to the Small Business Development Center at Illinois Wesleyan University. Aldermen decided Monday that instead of a 60-40 cost share, they would pay only half of the three-year commitment of about $124,000 in operating money. Mayor Chris Coos of Normal says the town is under no obligation to pick up the slack.
We both have tight budgets. I understand that. But that's what we felt was fair, so that's what we're giving SBDC.
Coos says the issue might or might not go back to the Bloomington Council. He says Bloomington provides 53% of center clients and Normal only 20% of the users of the Business Resource Center. Bloomington Normal is commemorating fallen soldiers and their families in a new way this holiday season. The America's Gold Star Families Organization and the Sergeant Anthony Maddox Memorial came together to bring the Fallen Heroes Tree of Honor to Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. One of the speakers at Tuesday's dedication was Vonda Rogers from Bloomington Normal. Her son, Army Ranger Joshua Rogers, was killed in Afghanistan earlier this year. She says that in the Army, they believe you die twice, once on the battlefield and once when people stop saying your name.
And so for the community to say, we hear you and we believe you, and to support you, we're going to put this tree up, and we will come and we will read the names and we will better understand the price of freedom. Well, it's what gives me the strength to stand here and explain to people what a Gold Star family is.
Bloomington's Tree of Honor was inspired by a similar tree that was put up in Springfield last year. McLean County Coroner Kathy Davis has identified the 53-year-old Hayworth man who died Saturday of an apparent drowning in Kickapoo Creek near Downs. Davis pronounced Thomas Wignett dead at 3 p.m. Saturday. Toxicology results are pending and there appears to be no foul play. Wignett's death remains under investigation by the McLean County Coroner's Office and the McLean County Sheriff's Department. The Marion Penitentiary in Southern Illinois is where former McLean County Board Chair Matt Sorensen will spend the next year. He was ordered to report by 2 p.m. Monday. The prison sentence and repayment of at least some restitution he and another defendant defrauded from State Farm Insurance was handed down in September. Sorensen worked as an internal consultant for State Farm. He pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud in a consultant billing scheme that cost State Farm nearly $500,000. The sentence was hailed as merciful by Sorensen's lawyer, Stuart Shannon. U.S. Congressman Darren LaHood says he went home to Dunlap nearly every evening when he was serving in the Illinois Capitol. That response came to the GLT question whether LaHood saw any sexual harassment during his earlier service in the state capitol.
A lot of times that's up to voters on that, right? But, you know, many of the instances that I've heard over the last 2 or 3 weeks, there's no place in politics for that type of activity. It's disturbing. It's appalling.
LaHood says the multiple accounts that Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore sexually harassed or pursued young girls decades ago should disqualify Moore from service in the Senate. An Amtrak spokesman says high-speed rail service will come on the entire Chicago to St. Louis corridor sometime late next year. Service had been projected by the end of this year. But Mark Maglieri says a change in contractors is delaying delivery of passenger rail cars to go with new engine sets.
So we're not going to be able to re-equip all four of the Lincoln service round trips with new cars, I don't think, certainly in 2018, maybe in 2019, pretty confidently in 2020.
110-mile-per-hour service has been operating between Pontiac and Dwight for the last 5 years, but not everywhere along the corridor. The owner of several Bloomington Normal radio stations has filed for bankruptcy as part of a restructuring plan to reduce the company's debt. Cumulus Media filed its Chapter 11 reorganization Wednesday in New York. The company owns Radio Bloomington, which includes news and talk station WJBC AM 1230, and four music stations, including WBNQ. Company officials say they expect all operations, programming, and sales to continue as normal throughout the restructuring process. Atlanta-based Cumulus has 446 owned and operated stations broadcasting in 90 U.S. markets, making it one of the largest radio companies in the country. That's your news interview. I'm Bailey Steelman.